This is a practice of sleep, a practice intended to provide rest and recovery where needed. For the next 10 minutes or so that this practice will last, find a comfortable place to lay down or sit, preferably a place where the back and the legs and the neck and the head is supported. Perhaps a chair or a mat on the floor. One way is to lie flat on the back with the arms a bit out to the side and the palms facing up and the legs out a little bit to the sides with the feet relaxed. Perhaps there is a blanket or a jacket or some sort of cover, a little scarf to place over the eyes, or maybe a scarf to place underneath the head. Really to get as comfortable as possible. And letting the head and the neck and the shoulders and arms rest into the support underneath and the back and the buttocks and the back of the thighs and the knees and the lower legs and the ankles and heels all rest into what is supporting and holding. In this practice of sleep, there is not much to do apart from listening to the sound of my voice. It's not necessary to listen for the meaning or the instructions, to follow the sound is enough and the rest will find its way. There is nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to please, no one to be. And place the attention at the sounds outside the building. If there are any sounds from the street or elsewhere that finds its way. And then the sounds within the room. Perhaps a distant chatting or people moving or whatever sounds are present. And then the sounds that are the closest. Perhaps the sound of the breath as it comes in through the nostrils and comes out again through the nostrils. The eyes are closed, the eyelids gently covering the eyeballs that can fall back into the eye sockets and let the muscles above and below and to the sides of the eyeball sink back into the eye socket. And place the attention on the breathing. As it comes in and as the air comes out. And try to see if it's possible to have an equal length of both breathing in and breathing out. So breathing in and breathing out. In and out. In and out, and continue for a little while at your own pace. And as the breath goes out, the next time, place the attention in the center of the chest. And stay for a little while with the intention of the sleep practice, which is to provide rest and recovery where needed. And the main part of the practice will begin by placing the attention on the right hand thumb, to the right hand thumb, moving to the right index finger and the middle finger and the ring finger and the little finger, and moving to the back of the hand and the palm of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side of the right chest and the right side waist, right hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole, tips of all the toes, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe and fifth toe, and all of the right side. Moving to the left side, to the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. All of the fingers together, then the back of the hand, the palm of the hand, the left side, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit and the left side of the chest, the waist, the left hip, and the thigh, the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, the heel, the sole, the tip of all the toes, the big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. and all the toes together and the left side. The right side of the body and the left side of the body and both sides together. Moving the attention to the lower back, to the end of the spine, the right lower back and the left lower back, all the way up the spine to the middle of the back and the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, and in between the two, up to the neck, the back of the head, the top of the head, the right side temple, left side temple, the front, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, in between the two eyebrows, the right ear, left ear, right eye, left eye, the length of the nose and the tip of the nose, the right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, the chin, the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, in between the two, the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, and in between the two, the belly and the lower part of the belly and the pelvis. All of the body, placing the awareness of all of the body at the same time. Moving to the lower part of the spine and on the next breath in, let the awareness move all the way up to the top of the spine. And on the next breath out, move the awareness all the way to the bottom of the spine. From the bottom to the top of the spine. And breathing out from the top of the spine to the bottom. Up on an inhale. And down on an exhale. Up along the spine on an inhale. And down along the spine on an exhale. See if it's possible to have an equal length of the inhale and the exhale as the breath travels up and down the spine. Perhaps count to a number of 4, 5, or 6, or perhaps have a sense of an equal length of the inhale and the exhale. And continue for a little while at your own pace. Breathing in and up along the spine. Breathing out and down along the spine. Placing the attention now at the center of the chest, And at the next inhale, let the attention move outwards from the center of the chest. And on the next exhale, let the attention and focus come back to the center of the chest. Expanding outwards on an inhale and coming back focused on an exhale. Outwards, expanding on an inhale, coming back focused on an exhale. Focused in the center of the chest. Expansion. And coming back, focus in the chest. Perhaps the expansion moves within the limits of the skin of the body. Perhaps the expansion moves beyond the boundaries of the body into the space, and perhaps even further outwards, and comes back centered at the chest. Expansion and focus. And then for a little while, imagine how it would be to have the awareness of both expanding outwards and focusing on the center of the chest at one at the same time. How would that be? The expansion and the focus, one at the same time. And as this practice of sleep is coming to an end, place the awareness at the center of the chest and ponder for a little while the intention of the practice of providing rest and recovery where it is needed. And as the practice comes to a close, there is an invitation to bring the awareness and the state of being of this practice into the rest of the day, into a everyday state of awareness. So perhaps wriggle the hands, fingers and the toes and the feet. Start with a little bit of movement and stretching, maybe a yawn. Maybe yawn and stretching. And perhaps rub the fingers and hands and palms against each other. And when the palms are warm and nice, place them on the eyes as a gentle awareness that soon they will open and continue to look into the rest of the day. Maybe take the tips of your ears and twist them a little bit and continue up to the top of the ear. Provide a bit of life in the ears and open the eyes. Come to a seated position gently, and the practice is complete. Thank you for listening. Thank you for resting, and walk well into the rest of the day. Thank you.